Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. Looks like we're starting a little bit late here tonight, but that's okay. We have a lot of callers on the line. Let's bring on Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, Roy, what's your feelings about these children with these black eyes that you've been telling me about? You want to share about that?
This is going to be interesting. I was listening to a video today. It was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. And he was talking about these kids who have black eyes. And they, I can't remember the guest's name, but he'd been doing a lot of research all around the world, and a lot of reports have been coming through from people who have seen these kids. You know, they usually come in one or two, you know, to people's homes, and then they ask if they could come into their homes. And I guess they get a real, scary feeling, and usually they end up closing the door on them. You know, they don't want nothing to do with them. And I thought that was interesting. And what were you getting from the video, agent?
Well, a lot of people are saying that they come from the hybrid alien connection. Some people are saying that they're demonic. In my perspective, I don't see that they either or. I don't see that they are demonic, and I don't see that they are alien. I think that they are simply another race that has come here on Earth from another dimension, a parallel dimension, and I don't feel that they are harmful to us, but I do feel that they feed off of our energy, and that's how they survive. And I feel that that anybody who gives them fear, then that's what they're going to feed on. If anybody gives them joy, then they'll feed on joy. So it's whatever energy that they're sending out to these entities, and that's what they feed on. But they're programmed to feed off on fear, which is why they're here. And I think that's why they're here, because they're feeding off of our energy to survive.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's almost like they were bringing it up. It was almost like the vampires, you know, in order for them to come into a person's home, you know, they have to be invited in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting when they were talking about that.
And seeing that's how they're programmed. We have to give them permission.
Yeah. What was even more interesting, it said that this one lady, I guess, had mentioned that, you know, when she looked into their eyes, it was almost like it was mesmerizing, you know, like they were trying to hypnotize her. You know, with their, I guess with their abilities, you know, that they have, you know.
And another thing, Roy, is I was picking up that they have a connection to deal with the children of the damned.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I was thinking of Stephen King when you brought that up.
Yeah. I thought that was amazing.
Because why are all these interdimensional dimensions and portals, why are they all opening up all of a sudden?
That is so true.
So we do know that there's something definitely going on in the universe right now.
There is. You know, and And why are there reports, not just in certain states, but all around the world?
Yeah.
You know, different cultures, you know, different beliefs, you know, different, you know, religions, you know, they're all reporting this.
I mean, there's so much going on in the world that we just don't know what's really out there. And I think this is only half, this is only beginning what people are going to see.
Hey, Jen, I think we have a guest on the, oh, it looks like we might have lost him.
Who called in?
I thought Maxwell was wanted to join us.
Oh, you might have been listening.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with the first caller from the 773 area. You're on the air with Adrian and Roy. Come on in, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Mia, and I am from Chicago.
That's wonderful. And we just want to share with you that, you know, we're giving free readings tonight, but if you'd like to have a long reading, just go into our home page on Blog Talk, go into our website, and you're welcome to give us a call, you know, if you want a longer reading, and just go into our website for more information. But how can we help you tonight?
Well, as you said, I was calling in for a reading, but I guess I don't know what type of reading.
What have you been experiencing?
Let's see. I don't know. I recently broke up with somebody. I don't know if
so. You've been having some relationship issues.
Yes.
Okay, Adrian, and what are you getting for her in relationship?
Well, if you want to know more information about your connection with this person, I'd be happy to let you know where your energy level is with this person. Would you like me to check your connection?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and use my pendulum, and I have a chart that I use over, has over 50 questions that you can ask on it. And with this chart, it'll give you the connection and the percentage where you're at right now with your connection.
Okay. Do I need to ask a certain question?
I'm just checking your connection between you and this person right now. And right now, Roy, it's at 35%.
So what I'm getting at, you've sort of lost connection with this person. You're not making contact with this person anymore?
No, not at present, no.
And are you, you know, looking for someone new? I mean, you know, is that?
No, not really.
Okay. Because I feel that there's somebody new, you know, that's coming your way. Adrian, and what are you getting from that?
Let me look at her relationship compatibility chart.
Okay.
And then we'll see if someone new would be beneficial for her.
Okay.
See what's going on. It definitely says that something new is coming.
Have you met your twin flame yet?
Me?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Because I feel that's coming also. You'll be meeting your twin flame.
Okay.
Okay, keep going to, in your relationship chart, it keeps going to something to do with karmic debt. Keep karmic debt or something.
Okay.
And that's why you keep going in and out of relationships. Is that what you've been experiencing in the past?
I don't really, I guess, commit.
Okay, because mainly you haven't found your twin flame, so you've just been meeting your soulmates. Adrian, could you explain to her the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame?
Well, a soulmate is somebody that is supposedly be with you to teach you certain lessons that you're supposed to go through. And basically, a soulmate can be anybody. It could be relationship, could be family. And you met your soulmate in the pre-existent world, which is, you know, the spirit world before you came to Earth. And then your twin flame is the other half of your soul, which you're supposed to be with them eternally after you have learned your lessons with your soulmate. So that's why you're not with your soulmate as long as you would like to be with them as your twin flame. So your twin flame, but your twin flame is very distant from you, but your twin flame is helping you so that you can find happiness in your soulmate to make you happy and to make improvements in your life and to kind of, you know, help balance you and to set yourself on a good path so that way you can be with the kind of person that will make you happy, which is your twin flame, you know, and they'll share unconditional love with you. And so what I'm getting is all this karmic debts that you've been paying has a lot to do with your commitment. So you were saying, you know, that you have a hard time with commitment. So that's kind of like one of your lessons is learn how to commit yourself to a relationship, because a relationship is something, you know, where you have to take on a lot of responsibility. You know, it's like you have to have the right money, you have to have the right relationship, the right trust. You know, it's like, it's almost like with magic, you know, that's the way it works. You know, it's like you don't go off finding your soulmate, your soulmate finds you.
Okay.
And it's the same thing with your twin flame. You know, a lot of people say that twin flames are not on this earth, they're not on this planet, and they meet them in their next life, or they meet them on another planet, or, you know, some of them are not even on Earth, so you'd be lucky if you ever found your twin flame. You'd be very lucky because a lot of people are relating to twin flames now than they were back in 2003, 2004. You know, you're starting to hear a lot more about twin flames than you are soulmate.
Okay.
So it is something very old, but it's something very new to a lot of people who are just stepping into that area of learning more about twin flames.
Okay.
Okay, Adrian, we need to move on to our next caller now.
Okay, it was nice helping you. Let's go to the next caller from the 858 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, my name is Anne. I'm calling from California.
And we welcome you back, Anne, to our show. And how can we help you tonight?
I was going to ask you if you could look up for me in the tarot cards. There is a man that I was dating, and we had an argument. We haven't talked for several weeks. I was wondering if you see reconciliation for us.
And now, what is your question?
If he will reconcile with me, this man, and how soon we will start talking.
He'll reconcile. Let me check here. Yeah, he will.
Do you have any time frame for this?
You're at 50%. So that's very high. And do you want weeks, days, or months?
Well, it depends how you can say this. Weeks, days? I mean, weeks, probably.
Probably weeks?
Well, I don't know how you count these weeks. Do you think it will be months?
It can be. Just depends on how soon you want them to reconcile.
Well, it's his will. I cannot tell you. It's his decision.
Well, you can manifest it.
How can I manifest it? Manifest it.
Well, right now it's saying 4 weeks. But the way you manifest it is by thinking about how soon you want him to reconcile with you. And that's why I asked you that question, you know, like, how would you see it? Would you see it weeks? Would you see it days? Would you see it months? How would your subconscious mind see it? Or how would you project that if you would like him to come back into your circle?
Okay, and what do you see, that this relationship will progress or it will be the same? Because I was not very happy with the pace it was going.
It is going to manifest in a positive direction. You have the Ace of Wands, which means, to me that means starting something new. That means that, you know, it doesn't mean a transformation, but it means starting something new, which means in a new phase, in a new area, that you and him are going to start something new, and you're going to let go of the past. Whatever happened in the past stays in the past. And it means, you know, living in the present time, thinking about and restarting something new.
Yeah, there was an issue, you know. This person is still involved with someone he had in his life. And that was a big issue for me.
Okay. Hello.
Looks like we lost that caller. Hey, then we're going to need to go to the next caller.
All right, let's go to the next from the 917 area.
Hi, this is Anna.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom for a minute. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We thought we lost you.
Okay. I would like to know what James was thinking today.
What James was thinking?
About me, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me look here. Okay, Roy, it's bringing up something to do with trust issues.
Okay.
You want to share with that?
He's so weird. First there was something nice, and then he was going to call for a coffee, or we were going to get together, and it was kind of like flirting and fun, and he never really got back to me. So he works at a restaurant for part-time, and then after a couple months, I didn't go there anymore. And today I went there, and he looked at me, but he didn't really approach. And I was kind of, I didn't really do anything much because, you know, he really didn't follow through what he said he would. And now it's like kind of seems like, I don't know where he's at. I don't know what's just so weird, like just so sad. I really want a relationship, and then I'm just not ready when I meet people like this. Just shows me, I'm just really sad. I don't know if I'll ever find someone.
You know, I just wanted to say that my guides are telling me that you're almost like playing phone tag with him. You're not, your communication between each other is sort of, you're sort of missing. You know, you're not communicating.
No, we're not communicating anymore. I kind of blocked it today. I just pretended he didn't exist because I felt hurt. You know, I felt hurt. I got hurt because he said that he wanted to see me and have coffee, and he told me that it would happen, and then he never did it. He never asked me.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting is that there's some miscommunication. By that is, he's not getting, there's some confusion there. You know, you want him to do something, he's thinking of something else, and he's thinking completely opposite of, you know, what you're, you know, trying to get across to him.
I feel so insecure around him anyway. He doesn't make me feel, like, secure. I feel uncomfortable around him.
The main thing is, if this is the person that you want to get to know, then you both need to sit down and talk.
For some reason, my pendulum is saying there's something you're not acknowledging.
Yeah.
And then the other one I picked on him, it says something about him being kind of a jerk to you.
Yeah.
Is
Why?
He kind of being a jerk to you?
Why?
It's just his mentality. Like, he's a jerk.
I'm not a good guy. I don't even want to talk to him. That's a good thing to know.
I was using my alphabet numerical chart, and that spells out the word, what the spirit guides are saying.
And
for some reason, I'm getting that your spirit guides want you to acknowledge that he's a jerk. I don't know why it said that.
Okay, well, it's hard for me to really think that men are so awful sometimes, you know, it's... Okay. Well, then I did a good job today, and I didn't feed him anything. I didn't give him anything, nothing, and that was good. You know, I was glad.
Yeah, that's your intuition. Yeah. You know, guiding you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think I need to see a holistic something? Do you think there's something with my health? I saw a nutritionist, and she told me to eat more proteins, and I'm feeling like I'm eating more. I feel like a lot more heavier in my body, but I prefer feeling light. But when I feel light, I start to, like, get very nausea after a workout, or I start to almost feel dizzy and, like, almost to the point where I have no energy after the workout. Like, I'm in the steam room and I'm taking a bath. Like, is there something going on that I should see maybe a holistic practitioner? Or
I'm getting that your chakras are out of balance.
I'm going to pick I'm going to do a reading on you right now, and it's called the Nutrition Food Chart.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what your body needs right now, okay?
Okay.
It's saying this body is in need of what foods? And I'm going to tell you the foods that you need right now.
Okay.
Okay, it's saying you need more meat.
Okay.
You need more iron. And you need more water.
Water is definitely, yeah. I didn't drink that much water today.
And you also need more berries.
Berries?
Yeah, berries.
Okay, that's fine. Do you think...
And that will bring you up to 50%.
Okay. Meat, as in, I'm eating chicken lately. I don't like it, but I'm eating it.
Good. Yeah, you'll want to stay with the, you know, the low-fat meats.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe fish, too, or not?
Well, fish is good for omega-3.
Yeah.
Saying no fish.
No fish?
No fish, just meat.
Just meat.
Oh, man, that's so bad. I hate it. I hate the feeling the body like that, but...
I'm getting that she needs a colon cleanse.
I had a colon...
Oh, okay.
I did a colonic.
Just recently?
Yeah, 4 days ago or so.
4 days. Okay.
Let's look up your immune system.
Okay. I feel like... I think I need to better my quality, like... I don't know. I feel a little bit I don't know if it's a good idea to move to Europe or not. I don't think I'm quite. I don't know if I'll be happier there than here. And I can't.
Have you been to Europe before?
Yeah, I come from Europe, but I haven't lived there in 15 years.
So it's been 15 years since you've been gone.
Yeah.
And what part of Europe?
Like close to England.
Oh, okay.
Adrian,
what are you getting?
Where am I living now?
No, I'm asking Adrian if he's getting any more information.
Oh, in the immune system?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Mainly what my guides are saying, you need to find out about her energy levels and something's causing some blockages there.
Well, I'll look up your condition chart.
Yeah.
The condition of this body is presently. And it's saying serious. Saying under and active.
What does
her
that
body's
mean?
Gone through it. Says it's gone through a transformation right now.
Yeah, it is.
It means you're under and very active person.
Very active. I'm very active. Very active. Just like I've never been this active in my life before.
Wow.
I'm happy about that, but I have never been this active before. I used to be a person that slept a lot and that needed the rest and that just needed it all, you know? And, it's not like that anymore.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah,
well,
do you...
The thing is, you got to use that, you know, energy, you know, so that, you know, you can do more.
Yeah,
then it landed on it landed on excess. That means that you've been under a lot of stress.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what does the stress have to do with? Is it has to do with your job?
I think it's my job, and after my job, I go to the gym, and it's a bit stressful for my job to go get to the gym. It's like rush, rush, rush to get to the gym and to make it to the class. And it used to be even worse, but I calmed down a little bit more, so I'm okay now. I'm not rushing as much. Do you see me going back to my old gym, or do you see me staying in this gym?
What's the percentage on that?
Well, right now I see you going. I see you staying at that gym for a while.
Okay.
But eventually you're going to go back to your old one, but it's going to be a while.
Okay, more like 6 more months?
Yeah, about 6 more months.
Do you think that I'm going to be, do you see me moving to Europe? Do you think that's a better choice for me or not? I know you, it's not going to matter what you guys say, but I just can't figure it out. I think at one point I'm thinking like, let's pack everything up and let's get the hell out of here. It's not moving anywhere.
All right.
In here and, but if,
I like
if
that
I move,
attitude.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Just pack everything up and leave. But I'm scared, you know. I'm just scared, like, if I leave, how am I going to come back, and how is it going to happen?
I felt that motivation within my chest chakra when you said that.
Sorry?
You know, this is going to be interesting. You know, I was reading somewhere where, you know, remember in Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
When she met the rabbi, she didn't know which road to take.
Yeah.
And he asked, well, where are you going? And she didn't know.
Right.
And then after she said that, he says, well, does it matter?
Right.
See?
Exactly.
Does it matter?
Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. I could just sell this whole stuff, ship everything over, and just start anew in Europe. And if I don't like it, start anew here.
Yeah.
I want to, and never know where I'll be home, you know. I'll never know where
my home is. A lot of it is how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
What does that mean exactly?
What does that mean? You know, a lot of times we're afraid of new adventures and new ways of doing things.
Yes.
But it's not until we make that step forward that we find out it really wasn't that
we
frightening after all. It was.
Yeah.
It was the adventure.
It was. Yeah, exactly. And new, finding new ways to.
Yeah, new ways, meeting new people, seeing new things, you know, experiencing, you know, new experiences.
Yes, and having a.
And I also believe that. Our Heavenly Father, He carries us, you know. I mean, He carries us.
The main thing is we're being, you know, we're being watched over every way, you know, as we go along that path.
I just feel like I'm going to be moving out because I'm so on. I feel like I'm still working on certain levels of recovery for myself. It's not the right time to move yet. But once I feel that calling, I can't really ignore it. You know, I'll just go.
That's
but,
right.
But right now
exactly.
I'm just too into my recovery. Like, there's so much recovery needed around the way I was dealing with certain things.
Yeah.